We'll say good morning to Mighty John Marshall, moneymusic.com. All right, we've got a great list for March. 10 records worth $100 or more. All right, John, it's all yours.
All right, Bob, let's look at the girl groups. They're very collectible. Look for the Angels, a number one hit for them, My Boyfriend's Back. The value for the album currently up to $100. Everything by Elvis is worth money. Look for the hit Viva Las Vegas. That 45 on RCA with its picture sleeve currently up to $200. One of the great classics of all time, Ray Charles' What I Say. The value is on a 78 on Atlantic Records, currently up to $250. More girl groups, the Shangri-Las, the Leader of the Pack. The value for the album, Leader of the Pack, currently up to $300. Marvin Gaye. The very first album for Marvin Gaye was called The Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye. Current value up to $500.
Wow.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, before he was Stevie Ray Vaughan, he was Paul Ray and the Cobras. 45 called Texas Clover with its picture sleeve up to $600.
Oof.
Ricky Nelson. Didn't have many hits in the mid-60s, and this was one of them that wasn't, but it's worth money. It was called Fire Breathing Dragon. Ricky Nelson with picture sleeve up to $750.
Mm.
The first 45 for Rush, Not Fade Away. Current value up to $1,000. Gotta have the Beatles. Lots of money there. The Magical Mystery Tour. Stereo copy for an original up to $500. Mono copy for an original, up to $1,000.
Oh, God.
And the big one on our list today, the very first 45 for the Rolling Stones, released in the United States, never made the charts. But find a copy of Stoned by the Stones. It's up to $12,000.
Strictly because it's the first release they had, right?
First release, and also who bought it, because it never made the charts. Nobody knew about the Rolling Stones at that time.
Wow. But there's got to be a bunch of them out there, right?
Well, they're out there. It's just a matter of, you know, who kept them.
Wow. Now, what is the most valuable Elvis record, do you think, of all time, do you think?
Well, it's that 7-inch 45, 7-inch 33 of Good Luck Charm.
Okay.
With picture sleeve up to $20,000.
Okay. Did you see the Elvis with Austin Butler?
I did.
And what did you think?
Well, you know, you have to look at it. You know, when you're an Elvis fan like me, you pick apart the things they got wrong. You shouldn't do that. Just enjoy it for the movie for its own sake, which was wonderful. But they did make some mistakes.
They did, yeah. But I think, I think Austin Butler was just phenomenal in that whole thing. I really do.
I think he can't get out of the role. I think he'll be typecast. Too bad.
Because, that,
you know,
is, that is too bad.
Everybody's going to look at him and think, that's Elvis.
That is too bad indeed. Mighty John Marshall is here. It is moneymusic.com. We'll post this on the website so you can look at it at your leisure. Mighty John, a pleasure it is, and we're going to chat again in just a little bit, okay?
All right, Bob. Thank you.
You got it, buddy.